Would you stand for the reading of God's word? 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 24. But if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. And so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. Last part of the verse, all that exciting things that happened there said that he's going to leave with the report that God is in you. And for the sake of this message, I want to point out here, in doesn't mean inside the individual, but it means within the group, within the gathering of the believers. We would put it this way: God is among you. God is among you. And I want to preach tonight on when God's among us. When God is among us. Hallelujah. We've read here just one example of what will happen when God is in the midst. When God is among us. I believe God's among us tonight. His presence is rich here. Your problems may be, seem so large tonight, you'll never get them unraveled, but I believe you can bring them to the Lord tonight. I believe this whole service has been orchestrated around this theme. Heavenly Father, continue to move. I pray, Father, by the power of the Spirit in the name of Jesus, that you would do something eternal in folks' heart tonight. Lord, turn a situation around. Give light in the darkness, Lord. Give strength where there's weakness. Give encouragement where there's discouragement. Lay the supernatural healing hand upon someone tonight, and may they leave here healed by the power of God himself. Lord, we pray these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. You can be seated. Years ago, there was a black man preaching, and they reach heights of rhetoric that those of us that aren't of their nationality can't reach. Just some great preaching. And he was referencing the time when when Moses went up into the Mount Sinai, and it had been gone so long, the Bible said the people of Israel began to complain because they didn't know what had become of him. Now, he didn't go into all that. He just started in preaching like this. He said, nobody knew where Moses went. 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 But when he got back, everybody knew where he had been. Everybody knew where he had been. Everybody knew where he had been. Why? Because he had been in the presence of the Lord. How many remember the story? When he got back, his face shone with the glory of God. They knew he had been in the presence of the Lord. And if anybody knew where Moses had been, Moses knew where he had been. Hallelujah. He knew he'd been in the presence of the Lord. I want you to know it'll make a difference when you've been in the presence of God. It'll make a difference tonight to enter into his presence. And I've got good news. He is among us tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. I believe church ought to be the place where one enters into the presence of God. And I'll tell you why it can be the place we enter into his presence. He can be that place because he's come down amongst us. The only way Moses could go up into his presence is that his presence had came down upon the mountain. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we can enter his presence tonight because he's come down among us. Glory to God. If there's anything we need, it's God in our midst. We need God among us that we might enter into God. And it's in his presence. I said it's in his presence that needs are met. I'm telling you, when you've been in his presence, you're going to leave differently. You're going to leave changed. You may be here tonight. Amen. Your life may be in wrecks and ruins. Amen. Everything out of place. Everything destroyed. Everything hopeless. But I'm telling you, you can enter into His presence and He can make a change in your life, a change in your heart. The presence of God can do what no other power could. We need Him among us. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. We need a new mic. I want to point out just briefly some things from this short passage. First of all, when I read this and contemplated it, I noticed that there is a marvel. There is a marvel, the marvel that He would be among us. Hallelujah. There's a marvel that He would be among us. I remember years ago, when Ashton was just a baby, we were invited to go to a Billy Graham School of Evangelism in conjunction with the crusade. But one of the things they'd put on that form, no children. But we were out evangelizing out west, so it was in Colorado. We stopped by. We didn't have no sitter for Ashton, so we took her with us to the meetings. I sat in that great crowd, and that speaker got up. It was just a privilege to be there. He had been the chaplain of the Senate. He had written commentaries that I'd read. He's just a great man of God, a great speaker. First of all, it was wonderful just to be in the same room as he was in and to hear him speak and to receive of his ministry. But one day before the service started, we were sitting over there with Ashlyn. She was in the little carrier, you know. He comes walking down the aisle. I thought, oh, no, we got to hide her. Tried to push her up under the seat in front. He walked right by everybody else, came right to us. I just knew was in trouble. But instead, he just looked down and said, isn't that a sweet baby? And shook our hands and stood there and talked with us. I mean, it was privilege enough just to be in the same room as he was. But then he singled us out. I'm telling you, it's a marvel that God would want to be amongst us. But not only is He amongst us, He singles us out. He said, I want to talk to you. I want to do something in your life. I want to change your situation tonight. Oh, how I felt humbled that such a great man would talk to me. Amen. But I'm telling you, He's a great God. And it's a marvel that He would come amongst us. I want to say it again. God is among us. He's not out on the far reaches of reality tonight. He's right here amongst us. He's not in some distant place in the universe. He's among us. I know He's on the throne, but He's not just on a throne in heaven. He's right here among us. Don't you marvel that He would take the time, be in the place, but He's in our gathering tonight. He has come to us. He dwells with us. He is in our midst. Then again, we should not be surprised, because this is the house of God. God ought to be in this house. And I'm not talking about just this ceiling and these walls. I'm talking about you, the saints of God. This is the house of God. We are the temple of God. Hallelujah. Paul has just said in chapter 3, you are the temple of God. I'm telling you, His Spirit, His presence is in His temple. We ought not to be surprised. He said, if two or three would gather together in my name, there I would be in the midst of them. We ought not to be surprised. He said, I am the Lord, and I walk in the midst of the candlestick. I'm telling you, it's a marvel, but God is among us. God is among us. Amen. Hallelujah. It ought to be evident when folks come that there's more here than just people. There's more here than just music. That there's something supernatural. And it's God. The second thing I want us to note is there is the mystery of how He is among us. It's not my goal to be theological tonight, so I'm just going to state it simply. He is among us because He is in us as individuals. Great is the mystery of godliness. Christ in you, the hope of glory. They sing in the children's Sunday school, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And he comes into their heart by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, God is among us. He's in the temple of the gathering, because he's in the temple of the individual. Hallelujah. If you're saved tonight, even God is in you. A spirit-filled church is made up of spirit-filled people. Hallelujah. God is among us tonight because some individual or individuals first let God move in them. God is speaking to us tonight because some individual or individuals allowed God to speak to them. God is among us because he is in us. Jesus said of the Holy Spirit, he dwells with you, but he shall be in you. I take note there that the Holy Spirit was with the disciples because Jesus was among them. Amen. When Jesus walked this earth, the Holy Spirit was with the disciples because Jesus was among them. But now that Jesus has ascended to the Father, Jesus is among us because the Spirit is in us. Oh, hallelujah. I said Jesus is among us because the Spirit is in us. But this is the mystery of how he's among us. And I'm not going to go into the details of this chapter, but in the context of this chapter, we learn that God is seen to be among us when we allow him to use us. God is seen to be among us when we allow God to move on us, to speak through us, and in particular in this chapter, through the gifts of the Spirit. How did this old sinner coming in know that God was there? Because there were Spirit-filled people that were prophesying. There were Spirit-filled people giving messages in tongues and interpretation. There were Spirit-filled people that spontaneously arose from their place of sitting and began to sing a psalm with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Not trying to show a talent, not just to show how good they could keep the tune and the key, but they stood as they were moved of the Holy Spirit in that service, and they began to sing with an anointing. In fact, I've been there when the person couldn't really carry the tune, but they begin to sing with the power of the Holy Ghost. What Paul's saying, he says, that old unconverted unbeliever, he knows God is in your midst because this one allows the Spirit to move in them, and this one allows the Spirit to move on them, and the gifts of the Spirit are in action, and amen, God begins to move, and the message goes forth, and the prophecy is given, and somebody shouts under the power of the Holy Ghost, and it is made known to the unconverted that God is in their midst. I know everything must be in decency and order, but we are living in a time when even in Pentecost, there are those that would like to downplay and get rid of spontaneous expressions from folks in the pew. And all you'll end up doing is making it a show of something taking place on the platform and everybody else a spectator there to watch. I'm telling you, God is among us. The Spirit made we want to begin start moving on the back pew forward or on the front pew backwards or over on this side, on that side. That's not important. The important is when the Spirit begins to blow, we begin to respond and let God use us, because it's in letting the Spirit use us that people know that God is here. Hallelujah. You say, can't we be quiet sometimes? And God knows, people know God is here. Yes, you're right, because it's a different kind of quietness. I've been there. We weren't shouting, but we knew God was there. Amen. Every child was quiet. No one was restless. No pages were stirring. Amen. There was a holy sense of his presence. So even in the quietness, we knew that God was there. Why? Because people were responding to the Spirit. It's when believers in the church allow the Spirit to use them, that unbelievers are convinced that God is in the church. Let me put it this way. If the Spirit isn't moving on the believers, He won't be moving on the unbelievers. Oh, hallelujah. We got some good instruments up here, musical instruments. I'm telling you, they're great. Hey, man, we got a piano and a keyboard and drums and guitar. We got all these instruments. Look over here. We got some great instruments. Isn't that a wonderful band? Listen to them right now. I mean, let's just look at those instruments. Isn't that nice? Aren't you impressed? Aren't you moved? Look at them. Go ahead. Look. Aren't you moved by the instruments? Those are nice instruments. Those cost thousands. Evangelistically speaking, those cost hundreds of dollars. Aren't you moved by the musical instruments? Unmoved, untouched. But how many heard those musical instruments tonight during song service? I was moved. I was touched. Why? Somebody was playing them. I'm not trying to make any of us feel bad, but in ourselves, we're just like those instruments. We're not going to move anybody. We won't touch anybody. But if we allow the Holy Spirit to pick us up, hallelujah, if we allow the Holy Spirit to begin to move through us, somebody's going to be touched. Somebody's going to be moved. That's why we need spontaneous worship, obeying God. I've seen when one person has set the whole service free. It wasn't fake. It wasn't a show. They just let the Holy Spirit move through them. And if there was nothing else, they just stood and said, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. It may be a gift of the Spirit. It may be anointed singing. But without the Spirit, we're just like this instrument. It'll help nobody. But if we'll let the Holy Spirit begin to move in us, even the unbeliever will know that God is in our midst. I don't know how you feel. I'm ready for the Holy Spirit to pick me up as an instrument and blow His breath of life through me and create a music that could touch the lost, the needy, the hurting, the bleeding, the wounded, and move on them and change their life. Can you say amen? Nobody confuses the music that comes from the instrument. Gives credit to the instrument. They know it's the one that has played it. Then last of all tonight, there is the effect of His being among us. In this chapter that I've read, the primary effect of the presence of God was one on an unbeliever. We're given an example where a sinner enters into the Spirit-filled church, and there's prophecies going on. I'm telling you, if it's really the Spirit, it doesn't run people off, it draws them. Amen. And the unbeliever comes in, he's probably never been to church before. And someone gives a prophecy and maybe tongues and interpretation, and they worship and sing, spontaneously moved by the Spirit. And the Bible says, at that moment, he is judged and convinced of all. The word we would use, he is convicted. Nobody had to preach about sin. He's convicted by the moving of the Spirit. Not that we shouldn't preach on sin, but in this illustration, he's just in the presence of saints who are worshiping and exercising the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And he is convinced of his sin. And it says that the very secrets of his heart are made known. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the Spirit can do that. How many has heard the testimony of someone that got converted? And they said they came into a church. Maybe they've never been to church. They said, I came in there. That person started testifying. Or somebody gave this weird interpretation I wasn't used to. Or the preacher got up to preach. And somebody had told them all about me. I'd never met that preacher before, the testifier says. But he got up there and he read my right. I mean, he told me what a rotten fellow I was. He told that whole congregation everything I'd been doing, where I'd been going, what I'd been saying. We know it wasn't a man. We know that preacher never met him. It was the Holy Spirit. He said, I want to save that fella. And he picked up the instrument of the preacher, the testifier, and he began to move. And the Bible says that unconverted, the secrets of his heart are made known. He knows this has to be supernatural. Nobody knows him, but God knows him. And he gets him a place where God is there, and he's convicted, the secrets of his heart are made known. And the Bible said he literally falls on his face. And as he falls, he becomes a believer and begins to worship God. And he gets up and he says, of a truth, God was in that place. Glory to God. I'm telling you, when God's really here, we won't all have to wear t-shirts that say God's among us. Everybody that walks through the doors will be able to tell that he's here. Hallelujah. But my point tonight is, yes, we want that. We want God among us for the effect that it has on the unbeliever. My point is, if it has that effect on the unbeliever, does it not also have a great effect on we believers? We may be saved tonight, but we still have a plethora of needs. We've got to have help from the Lord. There's hurting folks here tonight. There's confused folks. Yes, we want the unbeliever to be affected by God among us, but the believer is affected with God among us. The moving of the Spirit among God's people is a result, as I have said, of the moving of the Spirit in God's people. But the moving of the Spirit on God's people will cause the sinner to be moved upon by the Spirit of God. It'll cause the confused, the desperate, the dark believer to be moved upon with the Spirit. It'll cause the need to be moved upon. The Spirit among us will probe deeply within us. He gets to the root of the problem. Notice that it says here, the secrets of his heart. The secrets of his heart are made manifest. I want to tell you again, when the Spirit moves on us, when God is in our midst, the Spirit will probe deeply within us and make manifest the secrets of our heart. Even nobody knows just what's going on, but when God moves by his Spirit, he makes that known to you that he knows it. We like to limit that just to the sinner and to the secrets of sin in his life that God makes known, but I don't think it has to be limited just to sinners. I believe we believers have secrets in our heart. I'm not even talking about bad things. I'm talking about secret doubt and secret pain and secret discouragement and things that our spouse don't know we're going through and things that our parents don't know we struggle with. We got that secret in our heart, but I'm telling you, with the Holy Spirit, amen, he comes by and the secret of your heart is made manifest. That doesn't mean he's going to put it up on the wall for everybody to read, but he brings it to the forefront of your heart and says, I know about it and I'm here to help you with it. I know you're struggling with it, and I'm here to give you victory. I know you got doubt, but I'm here to give you faith. I know you're struggling with your weakness, but I'm here. I mean, he makes that thing manifest, and you can't do anything else but fall on your face and say, that had to be God. Amen, that had to be God. It wasn't just the music. That was God that touched me. Falling down. What an effect of God among us. The unbeliever fell down. Amen. To fall on your face is a universal sign of surrender, universal sign of love or of worship. And again, it's said of the unbeliever, convicted by the Holy Ghost, he falls down, totally aware of his sin. And I think that's interesting. This no doubt was a service where the saints might have been even rejoicing. I mean, they're singing psalms, it says here. They have spiritual songs. The saints might have been rejoicing, but the sinner is being convicted. It's because whenever the Spirit moves, that moving of his Spirit addresses the need of a person, whatever it is. That's why in the same moving of the Spirit, you can have one person rejoicing and another person convicted of the sin. Amen. Sun has different effects on different substances. And whatever the condition of my heart is, the way I respond, amen, that will determine the way I respond to the moving of the Spirit. He falls down on his face. And again, that's said of an unbeliever. But I believe it's true of a believer. How could that be? Maybe you're here tonight and you're a believer, but you have begun to resist the will of God for your life. You're not living according to this book. But you get in the presence of God and realize He's amongst us. And you fall down on your face. And one more time you say, I surrender all to Jesus. Maybe you're a believer here tonight. And you know, we don't like to admit this, but sometimes as a believer we become arrogant, self-sufficient, self-confident. We've got it everything together. We don't need help. But all of a sudden we realize God's amongst us and His Spirit begins to move and you say, oh God, my eyes were blind. I'm in need. I thought I was rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. But I see that I'm blind and my clothes are, I've got to, and you fall down on your face and say, oh God, forgive me of my pride. God, I've got to have You. Maybe you're a believer here. You've been drifting towards the world. Hear me tonight. I'm about done. You've been drifting towards the world. You've been picking up things of the world. You've been going back on your convictions. But you realize God is amongst us. And His Spirit begins to move. And you find yourself falling on your face. Say, God, forgive me. I've let too much distance come between me and You. I don't want anything to separate me from the love of God. I want to be, oh Lord, in Your hands. Maybe you've become bitter. You've become blaming of folks and finding fault. But you realize God is amongst us and you fall on your face and say, God, forgive me of that kind of spirit. I want to have the sweet spirit of the Holy Ghost. Maybe you're going through a spell, a dark night of the soul. You feel dry. You feel cold. Amen. You don't feel like God's a million miles away. But you realize God is amongst us and His Spirit begins to move and you find yourself falling on your face, recognizing you're in the very presence of God, and the God who has been so distant or seemed so distant is speaking to you, and He's touching you, and He's loving you, and He's strengthening you. Hallelujah. That's the power of God upon our lives. Most of the time, I remember feeling the presence of God the strongest were times where I ended up literally on my face before God. I could give you examples of that. I'm not going to, but I remember chapel places, churches, prayer rooms, times in my office that I felt the presence of God, and I ended up prostrate before the Lord on my face, because He's holy and He's great and there's none like Him and there's none compared to Him. He's holy. I said He's holy. Oh God, give us a revival of seeing He's holy. He's righteous. He's pure. He's great. Hallelujah. He's unfathomable. I ended up on my face. Now I tell you, there's not enough room up here for all of us to come lie down on our face, and it's not always an appropriate setting for everyone to be lying on their face. But I'm telling you, we may not do it literally, but we can do it in our hearts. We can find our hearts before God, humbled, hallelujah, in His presence. Isn't it wonderful to be in the presence? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, everything about today, everything about this service has led us to believe if we would get in the presence of God, we would find God ministering to us. Hallelujah. Would you come, music, tonight? I do believe God's among us. I do believe He wants to save tonight. He wants to deliver. He wants to set free. Hallelujah. I know I've told this many times, but it so captures what we want, what we desire, what we need. Several years ago, it's been a long time now. Amen. Those fellows be grown now, way up in years, I guess. But we had two young men that came and visited us one night. I never saw them before. Sit back in here, sat there, and we started having one of those services. I mean, folks got to shouting. There were the gifts of the Spirit in operation. And I'm telling you, I mean, things were popping. God was among us. I look back at those young men, their eyes were this big and their mouths were open. I knew the answer before I ever went to them. I like to ask people this question. But after things settled down, I went back, sat in the pew in front of them, and I turned and looked at them, and I said, have you ever been in a Pentecostal church before? I wanted to get their perspective. I said, well, what did you think? And one of them spoke up. He said, what I think is, if somebody really wanted help, they could get help in a place like this. out the mouth of babes. Hallelujah. I thought that was the greatest compliment ever paid a church service or a church. What was it? It wasn't because we sang so pretty that night. It was because the Spirit of the Lord was here. And though those young men didn't know about God, didn't know about church, didn't know about Pentecost, they recognized in that kind of atmosphere, you get help if you wanted it. So I'd like to take their words tonight and present that to you. I believe God's amongst us tonight. And I believe this is a place you can get help if you want it. Would you stand? Let's worship Him. Let's recognize His presence. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray you would deal with hearts all across this building. We're in your presence. We're in your spirit, oh God. Let's worship Him, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's let the Spirit move us tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Let's let the Spirit move us tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, we need the supernatural moving of the Holy Spirit. I don't even know why I'm thinking about this. I haven't thought about it in years. When I was in a teenager in the teenage Sunday school class, I mean, most of the time we were halfway asleep, stayed up too late on a Saturday night, sat there like you do a lot of times. We'd heard those Bible stories before, but I'll never forget one Sunday school class. I don't even know how it began, but all of a sudden a young teenager, never used that way before, gave a message in tongues, and there was an interpretation, and revival broke out, and the teen Sunday school class spilled over into the sanctuary. No song service, no preaching. God just moving, folks getting touched, getting saved. I'm telling you, I'm not here making a plea for emotionalism. That's not it. I'm just saying we need to let the Holy Spirit move upon us. That's how He's chosen to reveal the power of God. We have this treasure in these earthen vessels, and in ourself we're nothing, but let God pick us up. Let God move on us. I want to say to you tonight, I believe God's here. And if you've got a special need, He wants to help you tonight. Are you here with a special need? Would you come right now? You may need salvation. You may need hope. You may need some other kind of help. You may be sick, but I wonder if you'd like to come tonight and just fall down before God. You don't have to lie down. I'm not saying that, but come and kneel, and in your heart say, I need God. I need God tonight. He's been moving through the whole service, but I need Him to touch me tonight. Are there others you'd come and say, I need God's help tonight? I feel the Spirit moving. I've heard His voice tonight. I need divine help. I need the Spirit of God. I need the touch of God. Are there others tonight? You're here. Your life is in a total knot. Amen. Your life is in a mess. You need help from the Lord. Amen. Would you come and just say, God, I'm here to call out to you. I'm here to worship you. I'm here to seek you. Oh, hallelujah. Let's let the Spirit move on us right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need the help of the Lord. Amen. Would you like to begin to come and pray for these that have come? Amen. There's others. Just come with them and say, oh, God, I gotta have your help. Let's spend time in His presence. Let's spend time. I'm telling you, God's not far from any of us. If we'd feel after Him tonight, amen. You may feel like you don't even feel God right now. If you'd make a move towards Him, you'd find that He's here. You'd find that He's talking. You'd find that He's speaking. Oh, hallelujah. Let Him move. Let Him move upon you tonight. Let Him touch you tonight. Let Him help you tonight. Oh, bless your name, Lord.
Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Bring us healing with
Your warm
embrace.
Oh, let's seek Him tonight. Let's seek Him tonight.
Show Your your power.
Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah, Lord, we need your Spirit. Let's just call out to him tonight. Jesus, sweet angel. Jesus, sweet angel. Jesus, sweet angel. Holy Spirit, touch. Lord, move with your presence.
My heart is longing just to hear from you. My soul is waiting to know someone who can take us higher, help us make it through. So will you please come and set us free? Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Bring us here with your warm embrace. Show your power, make your presence known. Holy Spirit, come fill this place. Breath of God, we need a touch from you. Shine down on us with the light. Our hearts and set our spirits free.
Lord, we seek you
Holy
tonight.
Spirit,
oh, come on. Let him move on you as you pray. Pray in the Spirit tonight.
Holy
Let him move
Spirit,
upon you as you pray. Young people, learn to pray in the Spirit as the Spirit moves you. Oh, as the Spirit touches you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray in the Spirit tonight. Hallelujah.